This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news today. Walmart's profits soared spring into early summer, handily beating expectations. The company also reported today that its U.S. online commerce jumped 40%. Take that, Amazon. Walmart stock is up 10% in pre-market trading. All that said, Walmart reports its costs are going up, costs of going more digital, of raw materials, of trucking, and it is assumed of tariffs. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on whether the company can avoid jacking up prices.
All these pressures, including increased labor costs and the rising price of food, are boxing Walmart into a corner it doesn't like to be in, says Forrester research analyst Sucharita Kadali.
Walmart works really, really hard to make sure that they are the best value. It's like it has to win on price there in order to win the customer's wallet.
If Walmart loses its rep as the spot with the rock-bottom prices, it risks losing market share, much of it, to Amazon. Bloomberg intelligence analyst Jen Bartashis expects Walmart will be forced to raise prices, and it's probably going to be a little sneaky.
A package of Oreos may no longer be 15 ounces. It may become 13 ounces and still sell for the same price.
Bartashis says those types of price adjustments may be coming across the entire retail sector. She says certain items, like milk and butter, will never get too high at Walmart, no matter what, because those prices signal to consumers whether or not they'll get a good deal. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.